It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Now that the holidays are over, there are plenty of long, gray days ahead until spring. But rather than give in to cabin fever, why not strap on some skis or snowshoes and go outdoors and enjoy the white stuff? This week, contributor Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University, looks at the business of winter recreation. Rebecca, hello. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, Paul. It seems like the perfect day to talk about the business of winter recreation. However, I'd really just like to have some hot chocolate and sit by a fire. How about you, Paul?
I you know what's funny is that today, you know, the kids don't have school.
Right.
And we had days like this.
Yeah, where, they were the best.
But you know, they don't want you to go outside, but then you, instead of going to school, you'd be outside all
right, day. Right, because that was what you did on snow days. So I know.
Let's talk about the biggest players in the business of winter sports.
Okay. So when you look at the snow sports numbers overall, Paul, last year in the United States, approximately $8 billion was spent on snow sports gear.
$8 billion.
That's billion a lot.
Billion with a B.
B. And $45 billion on trip-related expenditures. That's everything from driving to hotels to flying. So all the things involved in any type of winter recreation sport in terms of actually getting to those. But really the biggest players, when you think about it, in the outdoor winter recreation market are downhill skiing, snowboarding, and cross-country skiing businesses. And they, a lot of times, are together. And what's really interesting about these businesses is that these players create a lot of jobs in things like product development, manufacturing, marketing, logistics, sales, retail, public land management, and so much more. So there's a lot of trickle-down impact from these businesses, and these are big businesses. So snowboarding, which is very interesting, has become almost as popular as downhill or alpine skiing. It used to be a very distant second, but it's much more popular.
Yeah, there were days when the skiers would kind of look over and go, what are these people doing?
I know,
and now
I know.
What you're saying is that the trend is it's a growing trend.
It's really a growing trend. And younger people, as opposed to learning skiing, are learning snowboarding right off the bat. My son took up snowboarding right away. I'm still like, give me the poles. I need the poles. cross-country skiing has stayed pretty consistent in terms of popularity. And skiing is so popular here in western Pennsylvania. Within 100 miles of Pittsburgh, there are 8 different ski resorts. Most of them have been open since January 1st. Some earlier, we have the Seven Springs Mountain Resort. Laurel Mountains is, which is also in the Laurel Mountains. And then there's Hidden Valley, which was recently acquired by Robert Nutting, who is the chairman of Seven Springs and the Pirates.
Yeah,
so
right.
That, which is really exciting. We have Blue Knob. We have Mystic Valley Ski Resort in Nemecul. And so there's a lot of opportunities for people to really get out. And as far as cross-country skiing, oh my gosh, cross-country skiing burns more calories per hour than many other sports, so that's good for those of you who are trying to stick to your New Year's fitness resolutions. And there's lots of great public forests and parks in western Pennsylvania that offer groomed trails. We also, I want to let you know, we talked to Willie's Ski and Snowboard Shop, and they told us that the season is really going well. There was a lot of early snow, and cold weather is great. And over the holidays, people did a lot of shopping. And whenever the holiday season combines cold weather and snow, it's like a perfect storm for them and good for business and drives a lot of traffic.
Well, I understand that there are some interesting sustainability trends happening in the ski industry. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Yeah, and I thought that was really interesting as we did our research. The National Ski Areas Association, NSAA, and we have a lot of these links on your website, released its 2013 report detailing the ski industry's progress in implementing principles of environmental charter, and they take steps now to reduce carbon emission, recognize the benefits of uniting with other businesses to get attention in Washington. They're doing things like looking and reducing their greenhouse emissions. They're developing more efficient snowmaking operations. They're reducing energy. They're looking at watershed protection. So a lot of the things you wouldn't even really think of the lights that are used, electric vehicle use, composting, local purchasing programs. I thought those were really interesting as we're looking at that. And again, a lot of jobs are created around it, and the sustainability issues are strong and very important.
All right, and if you aren't a fan of skiing, all right, or you know, you just don't want to
On the skis.
Because especially people getting older, it's a little harder to do the downhill thing. So what are the other hot outdoor activities available this winter?
We'll call them hot because they're cool, but they're not definitely not hot. So snowshoeing is very big. If you're not familiar with the sport, there are local outdoor clubs that offer free lessons, and it's very simple to learn. It's a great form of exercise. You put on these big old snowshoes.
Tennis rackets on the bottom
of your... That's exactly what it is, and I've done it, and it really is fun. It's great, and you can see lots of nature and wildlife, and you can use poles if you want. There's ice fishing for those fishing enthusiasts. You can go on a frozen lake. You can carve a hole, and people say there's nothing like pulling up a fish. Now you have
I've done that.
Okay, so there you go.
You have to be careful because the fish will jump out of your pail and they'll slide back in that hole. If you're not careful.
So there you go. You need at least 4 inches of solid ice. Snowmobiling is another one. And, of course, ice skating is really, really popular. There's rinks in Shenley Park. There's the downtown rink at PPG Place. We have a rink in North Park and in South Park. And then the Moraine State Park maintains an ice skating area. So that's pretty cool, too. A couple other things I just have to mention. There's snow tubing, and you can go for sleigh rides, which is also something I think is very exciting.
All right. And in the last few seconds that we have left, you say that for those that just absolutely can't bear to go outside, and today would be one of those days, there are perhaps some indoor activities to consider during
the winter? There are some great indoor activities, and some of the things that you have to think about are things like skating at the Airport Ice Arena in Moon Township. So it's a skate park, so you can do indoor skate park. There's also Point Breeze is the home to the Mellon Park Tennis Center, the Mellon Bubble, and so you can play some tennis a day at Neville Island at the Robert Morris Island Sports Center, so you can do lots of great things there, and I hear that there are some indoor driving ranges as well. So there's always something exciting to be done here in southwestern Pennsylvania.
How about curling? Is there any place to go curling?
Okay, now we need to ask some of our listening enthusiasts if there is somewhere great to go curling. There's one exciting place where you could actually do some more snowshoeing, which is Gateway Lodge in Cook Forest. So if you haven't checked out Cook Forest and Gateway Lodge, go up there.
All right. Sounds good. Lots of ideas there from Rebecca Harris. She's our business contributor and director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca, great thanks as always.
Oh, you're welcome.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Until next time, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.